Once upon a time, there was an evil queen. And this is her story. The Diary of a Wicked Queen.
Well, we had our first rehearsal today, so that was quite exciting. Quite a lot of the cast had already done the first song. They'd spent the afternoon doing the first opening number. But the whole cast and all the production crew were called for 5:30, where we had a read-through. So it was a whole read-through and songs and sort of meeting everybody and getting to grips with each other's names. So it was a sort of classic. We all sat round in a big circle, just anywhere where we could find ourselves. And we also had two sets of, we're not calling them dwarfs, we're calling them trolls. So it's, I guess, it's just called Snow White, but they will be seven trolls. So that was interesting. We had two sets of kids that are playing the trolls. And there were all of the production crew there as well. So there was the MD, the musical director, the director, obviously, who ran everything, ran the whole show, Pam. And we had costumes, the visuals of the costumes, all the drawings of the costumes were put up on one of the walls so that we could all see what all the costumes were looking like for all the main characters. And, yeah, all the main characters, the principals and the trolls. So there were lots and lots of costumes up there, particularly for the Dame. He's got some amazing costumes. So, yes, there was the musical director, the director, the stage manager, the assistant stage manager, costume people, and the set designer, who also happens to be the artistic director of the theatre. And so he hadn't had time to make, he usually makes a set, a stage, a model of the stage set, but he didn't this time. But he gave us lots and lots of drawings of what the various classic sort of pantomime sets were going to look like. So that was exciting. So we spent the first half an hour or so introducing each other, meeting the people who were going to be the key players in everything that we were doing. And then we did a read-through, a table read-through, which was interesting because it'll be really interesting to see how the characters develop from the first read that we did today through the rehearsal period. And there were definitely things that I got totally wrong. There's a scene I've got, the apple scene where she takes the apple to the poisoned apple to tempt Snow White with it. And I knew that sometimes I have to be the little old lady who's selling the apples, and then I also have to be the queen. And I'm going to have to really smooth that out so that it's very obvious when I'm doing the asides to the audience as the queen. And also when I lose my focus on being the little old lady and get annoyed with Snow White. So there's lots of things that I need to do there. And I'm sure that my character actually will change quite a lot over the course of the whole production time. And the other thing I wasn't expecting was I knew I had two songs, but somehow I've got three. But they're quite fun. They're really fun songs, which is really exciting. There are 22 songs in all, which is amazing for a pantomime. That's an awful lot of songs. So that's quite fun. I mean, songs break up a pantomime. They make it feel really upbeat. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. Yeah, at the end, we'd done the read-through and the musical director all the way through had said, and this is where that song is coming. So we'd marked all that up in the script. Never forget a pencil. A pencil and a rubber. Absolute gold dust for any rehearsal. So I was glad I had that. So I was able to mark up the script as we went along. And then at the end, we sang some of the songs. So he had already made backing tracks, so we were able to sing to the backing tracks. And it was really nice because to a certain extent, it broke the ice, which was fantastic because we'd done this read-through and we didn't really know each other. I mean, I knew the principals, but half the principals are really young, sort of 17, 18-year-olds. And I don't know them very well. I know one of them really well, but I don't know most of them. And then there are all the trolls who I'd never, ever met before. They're much younger, hence them being in two. There are two groups because there are too many performances. They couldn't do all the performances, so they have to kind of stagger them. But it really broke the ice because we had to share a lot of the music sheets so that we were all, and also singing just breaks the ice because it's not so much nobody likes singing, they do, but you know, for the very first time that you sing a song when you haven't actually had to practice it, it's slightly nerve-wracking. So, but it was a really brilliant way to start everything off, and we're quickly in with a proper rehearsal where we'll get up and move it through. tomorrow. So my first rehearsal on my feet will be tomorrow, which is the, I think it's the first few scenes that I do. So really exciting, and it's lovely to start in earnest because I was cast some time ago. We were all cast some time ago. So it's really lovely for it to all finally come to this point. And now we feel as though we're really on that road to creating something. And it was great. We'll probably not see everyone in the same room again for a long, long time. So I should have made the most of that, really. I didn't take any pictures. That was rubbish of me. But I didn't. But I'm sure I will as the performance, the production goes on. So that's it. I'm signing off now. This is my diary entry number one. How exciting. And I'll see you next time. Bye.